Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Thank you guys for turning it on, leaving it on. Congrats to the Dallas Open ticket winners. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we're now trying to kick out tickets every day in the 9 o'clock hour, AEW that Kevin Hagelin is jealous of. So some AEW wrestling tickets in the final hour of the program. Of course, we are on Cowboys coaching watch nonstop. All the time, bringing you all the latest rumors and possibilities. And Ralph James Choppy has come up with his own type of list.
All right. Are you excited or frightened? There's 25 names here that I've thought of that, and I'm probably missing some.
Were you out for Bobby's exercise where he put together like this program of what type of coach you want in five different categories and it spit out the name?
We did that. I know we did it off air. I don't remember if we did it on air.
We did it at the party that night. We did it at the company party.
Yes.
I think maybe you were out the days after that.
I might have been. Yeah. I think I was. So I don't know if I don't think we did that. I did it on air, but you know what I want, and I've said that I want like a I do want a Dan Campbell CEO type coach. Like I want a leader of men. I don't care if you're like this unique OC. If you are, great.
See, I'm really surprised by that from you. I thought that you rolled your eyes at the intangible stuff, the leadership stuff, the emotional stuff, and you just you wanted the, you know, X's and O's offensive genius dweeb.
No, what I want is hats on hats. That's what I want. I want a Jason Garrett type. Our lineup, our 11 best against your 11 best, because that's toxic masculinity right there, Sean. And, you know, these people.
That's why you hate McVay and Shanahan, yes, and Ben Johnson.
Yeah, all these people who.
The people whose brains give them the advantage.
Right, I don't want that, okay? You know, smartness, that's not a skill.
I mean, Garrett was Princeton.
Yeah, but he was a Neanderthal from Princeton.
No,
he wasn't.
He was not.
Yeah. Witton. For all of Witten's, you know, flaws, and when I say flaws, I mean like he's not ready. He's a high school coach. Like that's a guy like I can get behind that. You know, I can get behind that. Just a meathead. Just give me a big meathead.
Okay.
You know, somebody that may you have to wonder. You know, just
but Pete Carroll, is he a meathead?
No, but he's got that kind of CEO type, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I just feel
you
like
got me all twisted up in a pretzel here.
Yeah, I just feel like the I'm smarter than you guys. I don't know. I just don't. It doesn't sit right.
All right. Well, before we get to it, and I'm pretty sure you're going to start off with this dude, Kellen Moore. Yesterday was asked about the Cowboy rumors at his filthy presser.
I mean, obviously, I spent a lot of time there, 8 years there, and so obviously have plenty of relationships about that place, and so you know, I love it here. I've had so much fun here. It's been a really fun process, and we're in a really special situation right now, getting the chance to play this Sunday, have a chance to make a run at this thing, and that's really all you worry about. Everything else is what it is, and we'll see where it takes you.
All right. It's a non-answer. It's a good answer. It's a Garrett answer, right? It's a very Jason Garrett-y type
that's
answer.
That's not a no. That sounds like he would not be entertaining. My two recent translations from coaching possibilities, It sounded like Deion said, thanks, but no thanks. I want to be in Boulder. And it sounds like Kellen is like, hey, we'll see where it goes. It's a possibility.
All right. So, I totally agree with that assessment. So, let's just start off here with Kellen Moore. Excited or frightened?
For the purposes of the exercise, I'm going to pick one of the two words.
Like, the real answer is probably neither.
Well,
I'm not frightened.
I'm not frightened. I'm like, I'm hitting snooze. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not getting any movement there. You know, I'm not getting Deion. At least would give me that excitement for the content. Belichick would give me that excitement. For the purpose of the exercise, I'll lean towards fright. I'll lean towards fright because I don't see in Kellen Moore, or haven't heard the things about Kellen Moore that I think the Dallas Cowboys lacked under Mike McCarthy. You know, are they going to be sharper in terms of details, more intelligent? Maybe, possibly, because of this whole Kellen brain thing. Is Kellen Moore going to be able to crack down enough and stand in front of that room of 53 people? I haven't seen it. I haven't heard it. So I would lean more towards fright. Bobby can kick out all these offensive stats that he wants. And I know everyone can say, well, the perfect combo is to have Kellen brain and the emotion from your coordinators. No, at some point in time, the leader of your organization, the leader of your company, we have to know that that person can bring it. We have to know that that is the leader, not, okay, he's the head coach, but that's really the leader. Yeah, you can get the different components from a collection on staff. I got to know that our leader can lead us into the battle when the S hits the fan. I'm not feeling it from Kellen, so I'll lean towards fright.
I would obviously in this exercise, excited or frightened, you can't do snooze, I think, or you know, I'm neither. Like, I'm not scared of Kellen being the head coach. I think Kellen, he knows what he's doing. Like, he knows it from an offensive standpoint. I don't have a problem with him from an offensive standpoint. He would need to, for me.
I have a problem from an emotional/intangible. Kellen Moore, the book on him, I'm not going to let people forget. All right, I'm not going to let people forget that the Metroplex wanted to run him out of here. People were making all the jokes about the curl routes. I'm not going to let people forget he was in Los Angeles, and it was totally forgettable that people have forgotten his Charger tenure. And I'm not going to let people forget Kellen Moore, the book on him, he, in interviewing in other places, either made no impact, according to reports, or didn't get different offers. Like, we've talked about Kellen Moore interviewing before with nothing coming out of it. Kellen sounds like he hasn't sat down and landed the interview and knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, that is a problem. I mean, because if you're not a super emotional guy, I think sometimes you're charismatic. I think sometimes you fail in these interviews. He would have to surround himself with really good coaches, you know.
Or really good motivators.
Or motivators. You know, he would have to do that. And I'm sure he would, but he would have to do that.
Or would Jerry and Steven surround him?
Oh, like they would pick? Well, you assume that the thought is that Witten would be on the staff. I don't know. I mean, is Witten going to leave his kids with 2 years left in high school?
I know. Someone told me that's not a factor. Someone told me that he would.
Would leave?
Yeah. Someone told me that would not be a hurdle, but we'll see.
Just get a bunch of meatheads on the staff. Just get Witten on there. Get Colombo. Get Marco Rivera on there.
Yeah.
Throw them all on.
Proctor.
let's go to the next one here. Dan Lanning, excited or frightened?
Excite,
totally. You don't really even know what he does. Like, what position is he coach? we saw that one clip of him
trashing Deion.
We love that. I would be excited with that. Pete Carroll.
Well, also what he's done there, and he does some Mike Vrabel-esque things in terms of loopholes.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, Vrabel got turned into, I was guilty of this. I'm like, oh, Vrabel might be a coaching genius because he out Belichick Bill. No one does that. Finding a little trick of the rules. And Dan Lanning has done that at Oregon and had a very nice program. They were number one in the country.
Yeah. I think Lanning would be.
So it's a new year, 2025. And you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen. And here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I don't think he's going to do it. I don't think he's going to leave. He's going to stay at Oregon.
Or that Jerry would hire him.
Pete Carroll.
This is one of those ones I wouldn't say outright excite, but I'd be for it. But for the purposes of the exercise, I'll say excite. The biggest problem about Pete Carroll is having
75.
This old. No, it's that he's got a 75-year-old offensive mind. It's not that he's 75.
He's more like 40.
Yes. No problem. No question. No issue with the energy. I think of Pete Carroll's a winner. I do. Happened in Seattle post-Russ, the Seattle Seahawks, I don't think, should have had as many wins as they had over the past couple of years. Now, this last one was with Pete Carroll's replacement, but you hear some nightmare, prehistoric offensive philosophy stories about Pete Carroll. That's my mix and match. Pete Carroll's the CEO, and you make him take on, I don't know if you can, Pete's got enough skins on the wall, but I don't need this. Pete's got to take on an inventive offensive mind.
Right. Pete Carroll was, so
I'd rather have Pete with the exciting offensive mind than the exciting offensive mind with Kellen as the head coach. Give me Pete. And the exciting OC.
I would be totally fine with Pete. I would be totally fine with him. So we remember him. He coached one.
And I think of him as a player's coach. There's a little bit of mystery for me about Pete Carroll. Does Pete Carroll crack skulls? Is he a disciplinary program? I'd have to go and look at Seattle's penalties, by the way. My mind is telling me that they were up there in penalties. But Pete seems like your rah-rah players type coach. I don't know how disciplined he is. You'd have to ask your Seattle
guys. Do you think that being a player's coach leads to more penalties?
Yes.
I wonder if there's like a study done on that.
I mean, listen to this clip I've been saving from Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com. Now, this is one of those things for you not understanding if Bobby spills the McCarty tomorrow. You're just not getting it. We all have stories of people while they're here that you can't say to protect relationships, access. We got a weekly coaches show as well. Those that get it, get it. Those that don't, you know, you're just a bunch of numbnuts out there. But this is an example. Nick Eatman wasn't going to say this and couldn't say this for own job self-preservation in the building while Mike was here. This was Eatman on DallasCowboys.com.
But everyone loved the sub, right? When the sub came in, you're like...
The substitute?
Everyone loved the substitute. Yeah. You're like, oh, okay, why? Because he's easy. Or she, it's not going to be the same. It's going to be easy, and it's all good. Paper airplanes flying across and all that stuff. Well, yeah, everyone loves Mike. Well, of course.
Turns on a movie.
You ever been on there? You ever been over on Friday? I mean, like, they don't practice like other teams. I'm sorry. I'll just say it. They don't practice like other teams do.
No.
Other teams practice on Fridays. They don't. He takes them off their feet, off their leg, and he's taking care of them, which is great. Mm-hmm. Certainly didn't help from the injury front, but still. But my point is that the players love him, yeah, because he does a good job of taking care of them. But sometimes, you know, they didn't like Jimmy Johnson early on.
Yeah.
The Giants, they didn't like Parcells because – he was an ass to them. Was he a good coach? Yes. So there's got to be that balance. And I'm saying, while everyone loves having McCarthy here, the players, at least that's what they said, it's okay not to like your head coach because he's doing his job to get you ready to play. And so that's where I think it's okay for them to say, well, maybe the next coach doesn't have to be the most well-liked person in the world.
I love that. I think it's very telling.
I wonder how many teams practice on Fridays and what they do on Fridays.
Well, Nick just said that others do.
I know, but is Nick around? Is he another, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, nobody knows.
Look, there were plenty of people for the last couple of years who talked to us about how hard they don't work. I got that from multiple people that they don't work as hard as other organizations, other teams. I had heard that.
Like, in terms of, like, the practice?
Practicing.
Yeah,
practicing.
They don't practice as hard. Yeah, I mean,
that's just what I don't know what's happening in other facilities. I just have to take other people's word
right,
for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't know. One thing about Pete Carroll, you know, we think of him just as being successful at Seattle and USC.
Yeah.
In 3 years at New England, how many losing seasons did he have?
I would guess two or three.
None.
I totally forgot about his Patriot run.
10-6, 9-7, 8-8.
By the way, real quick.
And he was fired for Bill.
By the way, I'm just doing a quick research study of penalties over like the past 5-6 years. Seattle, I'm not seeing Seattle like in the top 10. I'm seeing a 12 one year here in 2019. I'm seeing 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They were ninth, but I'm not seeing them ever top three, top five in terms of number of penalties. That they got flagged for.
And you really need to break it down because I don't consider like roughing the passer or pass interference or holding as discipline.
I consider roughing a passer if, you know, you're 5 seconds late. That's right. a stupid penalty.
I don't put that on the coach. Like, you know what I mean?
I do.
To me, because Parcells would even say penalties are on the players.
Cowboys Seahawks game, by the way, in 2023, there was 257 yards in penalties.
In what year?
2023. It was Cowboys Seahawks. Dallas came back 41-35. The game had 25 called penalties, 19 accepted between the two.
Oh.
It tied for the third most flags in a game. 257 yards in penalties, most in an NFL game that year.
Woo! It's a lot.
All right, let's continue this. I like this. Well, we got to run through them all. We'll do them all. Let's just keep going. 840. 840 because we got Pittman.
Below the belt.
840 below the belt. Excite or fright on the Frank LaFranco injury attorney text line. But it is a Meat Church Wednesday. Let's fire the grills back up and see what you and he are smoking. Matt Pittman, Meat Church, next on The Fan.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.